Continuing our previous discussion about video game worlds that we really, really wanted to live in and that we thought were really cool, which was basically just a 40 minutes of me saying, no, there's no showers. like, we're going to do the flip side of it today.
Crunchy pants.
Yes, crunchy pants. Video game worlds that we most definitely do not ever want to live in, ever. For whatever reason, because
which
it would be terrible, which we will talk about. And keep listening, because, you know, we have a little something for you at the end of the podcast. A special little thing.
Nifty gifties.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a giveaway, so you better be listening. And don't do that little, like, fast forward to the end thing, because you won't know when it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, you have no idea. You have to listen. Yeah. You're a captive audience. Joe and Tash, you guys have a lot of worlds to talk about, don't you?
Yes.
I think Tash has the most.
Lay it on us, sister.
All right. Well, okay, let's start with one that I think we all have. Mm-hmm. And that is in the Dead Space arena.
Yep.
The Dead Space world. Now, really, I was going to say the USG Ishimura, which is the focus of the first Dead Space game. Mm-hmm. But the sprawl, which is pretty much the focus of the second Dead Space game, is also freaky. And where you go in the third Dead Space game is freaky too. So I think I might actually say basically anywhere near Isaac Clarke, who is the protagonist of the game, mm-hmm. I would not want to be anywhere near. Mm-mm. Because bad shit just seems to happen around him. And he's just a bad trouble magnet.
Bad luck.
Yeah. Well, he did have some bad luck, but he also, you know, caused a few things to happen in Dead Space 2 and 3, so,
well,
you know.
He's a jerk.
He is. But, yes, I suppose, let's focus on the Ishimura, because the Ishimura is a little freaky and creepy and gross, and I definitely, as a crewmate on the Ishimura prior to the events that happened, would not have wanted to be on there.
Well, it was but that whole universe is sort of messed up to begin with. You know, it's that whole...
Yeah, they have Cheetos babies that explode near you. Little tiny fetuses that crawl towards you and then just explode.
Nope.
No. Golem children. They've got golem children that run at you and then try and swipe you with their taloned hands.
Nope.
No.
Yeah, I haven't actually played these games because I kind of refuse to, but I've definitely seen some of them, and I am just, nope, no thanks. You're one of my worlds. Yep. It's absolutely one of my worlds that I'm not going to live in. Anything where exploding babies or, what did you tell me, like vagina carpet or something?
Yeah, yeah. No, meat carpet.
Meat carpet.
Flesh carpet.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Potato, no. Vagina, whatever. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, he is another stubbled white man, right?
Wasn't so stubbled in the first and the second. And he actually had gray hair, I think, in the third.
Ah, I guess meat carpet will do that to you.
Yeah. Yeah, Isaac Clarke's seen a lot of stuff. Yeah. Velociraptor things that chase you around. No.
Yeah, Tash kept sending me texts about when she was doing the playthrough of all of these games, just with things like, oh my god, you know what I just saw? And then she would list off these horrible, horrible, hellish, like, Lovecraftian things that she's just coming in contact with, and I would just be like, nope, I don't need it.
It's okay. Pretty god-awful.
Yeah.
And, like, even if you're not stuck on the Ishimura or the sprawl, like, there aren't many, you know, doesn't look like anybody's having much fun in the Dead Space universe, you know? There isn't much levity.
No.
It's just sort of like, everyone's very downtrodden.
Yes. And you walk around the USG Ishimura after the events of, you know, the first Dead Space game, and you have a look, they've got all of these letters and notes and things sprawled on the walls that people have written, and it's just horrible.
It's not a fun place.
No. Although you will be taking a trip there when I force you to watch my playthrough when I'm over there in October.
If I can have a pillow to hold up in front of my face and some vodka to drink, I might be okay with it.
It's gonna happen. We'll even do a hashtag.
I think you know. I think I might be okay watching it. I can't play it.
No, I'm just gonna give you the controller and be like, Jen, why don't you play this area?
Toss it at me. Toss it at me and watch me scream.
But yes, definitely anywhere near Isaac Clarke in the Dead Space series on the list.
Mm-hmm. Joe, you had a different one than Dead Space, right? You have a couple.
I do. In the similar vein to Dead Space, I'm gonna go with the overall world of Warhammer 40,000 or 40K, however you want to say it. Little known fact. Do you know that Warhammer is where the term Grimdark came from? That's how grimdark Warhammer is. It created Grimdark.
Okay, that's serious. Because that's like some cred.
The slogan for Warhammer is, in the grim darkness of the far future, there is only war. So that's where Grimdark came from. This is pretty much as bad as it gets, as far as I'm concerned. Your humanity is run by a totalitarian religious like cult. You're pretty much born. It's
put those three words together and it's never going to be good.
No, it's never good. It's in the far, far future. It's sort of like, you know how I was talking about Destiny last time, how this is a world I want to live in, and like Destiny had this beginning where humanity accomplished something great and had this great age, this golden age, and then it was all taken away by something horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Warhammer is like, starts out just like with Destiny, but then goes like horribly, horribly wrong for the next like 50,000 years.
So you're not even getting to the good parts of it. There's no hope whatsoever. Like, no matter how hard you fight, it's really just going to suck and continue to suck.
No, you are born into servitude of the emperor of mankind, who has ruled for the last 10,000 years. He should have died thousands and thousands of years ago, but his body is sustained through, you know, arcane machinery, and he has to have 1,000 people sacrificed to him a day to sustain his life force. Everything that you do is in servitude of the emperor. Anything you do or say that is not in his glory is heresy. The only punishment for heresy is death.
Naturally.
Yeah, so it's like, you're basically screwed from birth. All you have is war, and that's all there is. And humanity is like the good guys in this. Like, compared, like, that's the good news. The good news is you're born to serve a undead emperor.
The good news is you're born to serve an undead emperor.
And you have to join the army, and you have to go off and fight, you know, even worse things than being, you know, in servitude to a totalitarian religious fundamentalists. Orcs, of course, that have DNA that makes them adaptable to any kind of terrain and atmosphere and environment. They can fight in the vacuum of space. They can fight on, you know, boiling lava. They can fight anywhere. You have Necrons, like ancient robots that have come back to life, and the list goes on and on. Just horrible, horrible, horrible things from beyond the far reaches of space, and all they want to do is kill you. So you can either fight them, or you can get conquered by them. And if you're conquered by them, the humanity will just show up and blow up your entire planet just to be rid of them.
I just have to wonder sometimes, like, people coming up with this stuff, like how they're coming up with like the worst possible thing that they could ever think of.
It's so, so depressing, yet it's so, so popular. I've never really understood it, but I have sort of a fascination with it, but kind of a perverse fascination. Like, why do people love this stuff? It's just so depressing.
That sounds like a terrible, terrible world.
And I didn't even get to the parts with the Chaos Lords and warp space and space elves that can psychically kill you from millions of miles away. It's just like it's just bad.
Like, I was going to say, anything in and around or having to do with Silent Hill?
Yes. Yes.
Sorry. No. It's nightmare fuel. All of it.
It's creepy. Especially because the change, you know, when you hear the siren or whatever it is and it changes.
Oh,
That's just nope.
Well, in my hometown where I was growing up, we would have that siren. Like, if there was a fire or something, it would be to call the volunteer firemen to go put out the fire.
Oh,
so
that's
all
terrible.
Over town would just be that exact same siren all at once. And so
that's nightmare fuel.
I think it's a
combination of that plus the whole eeriness of it that the mist creates, because you physically can't see what's just in front of you. I think that's for Silent Hill, that's what would get me. It's just not actually being able to know what's in front of you or where you're going or what's coming out of the mist. I think they did that so well in the original games. Given the fact they used the mist simply to pretty much remove the fact that they were doing all that processing in the background, and that was the reason that the mist was there in the early days of the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
They then took it out. They took it out when they did the remastered HD version, which I just think is so terrible, because nobody plays a Silent Hill game so they can see everything around them. People play a Silent Hill game so you can't.
Yeah, I'm also really like all of the things that don't happen in the game. It's a very suspenseful game, like a lot of tension with not a whole lot of, always a lot of payoff in the scary department.
It's one of those scary games where you're like, I'm going to open the door. You got to prepare yourself for opening doors and things, because it's that freaky because you don't know what's behind them.
And then there's nothing behind the door.
And then there's nothing there and you're like, oh, and you'll just be walking around somewhere else and then suddenly something will happen to you.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to live in Silent Hill. There is an actual Silent Hill, isn't there, in real life?
I don't know if there is or not. It's supposed to be...
There's an actual town somewhere in America. You guys should know this. This is your town and everything. This is your country. Jeez. There's an actual town in America that used to be... I think it's got, coal fires or something burning underground.
Oh, yeah. It's called Centralia, Pennsylvania.
Yes. So everybody evacuated the town because all of the poisonous gases and stuff from these burning coal fires underneath. It's a real town.
It was a real town.
I know in the movie, I remember watching the movie of it and being really kind of like, oh, because they were in West Virginia, but her car had Ohio plates, which told me that it was right around where I grew up. Which is another reason
I don't like Silent Hill.
Yeah, so I don't like Silent Hill.
But we should, we should continue on and we should stay in the same creepy vein.
Yeah.
Because I have another one.
Do it.
And Raccoon City from the Resident Evil series.
Yeah.
Because I really need to say two words based on that, and that is zombie infestation.
Also, it's a city called Raccoon City. Why did they name it Raccoon City? I don't know why that happened, but
developers were Japanese.
It's like,
I don't know.
Are there a lot of raccoons in America, I guess? I don't know.
Well, isn't the law that the game law that it was created as kind of like a test city that Umbrella could use to test all their stuff on? Maybe I'm just making that up. I don't know.
No, I mean, it sounds like that's what it was. They had a whole lockdown situation happening.
Yeah. Well, because it was so close to the mansion where all of this horrible stuff started in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it got infected with all of these, whatever they were called from the Resident Evil series. I find it difficult because sometimes I get my movie canon Resident Evil series mixed up with my game canon
and
Resident Evil
series. Totally different.
But, I mean, I definitely would not want to live in Raccoon City because that place just went to hell really quickly.
Yeah, so fast.
Yes.
See, I was going to put Resident Evil on my list, but I took it off because of the incredible amount of pilfs that live there. Because it can't be all bad when you have so many beautiful women running around there.
Jill Valentine,
Claire Redfield, Rebecca Chambers, Ada Wong... I mean, the list just goes on and on and on.
What was the chick from... Oh, no, she wasn't in the American Raccoon City. She was Sheva Alomar.
She was over in Africa, right? And she was in 5.
Yeah, she was in 5.
Yeah, yes. I didn't play that one, actually.
No, it wasn't too bad. It had Chris in it, so I played it.
It had one of your pills.
Yeah, so good point. Good point, Joe. They have sexy men as well.
Yeah, I mean, so. It can't be that bad.
Yeah.
Seems pretty bad, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, there are zombies.
I mean, I'd risk zombies to get rescued by Claire, you know? Like, I'd take that risk.
But I don't know. I think I'm still going to have to put it on there because the zombie horror factor outweighs the hottie factor.
I would agree.
I mean, and you gotta remember, we're also talking about, you know, zombie dogs and zombie snakes and
things with
everything.
Tentacles.
Yeah.
No thanks.
No.
I'll pass on that date if we're going to a cafe in Raccoon City. Thank you. Thank you,
but no.
Just gonna drive down the road to Silent Hill and Joe, you have another one, eh?
Yes.
I do. If we're sticking with the creepy vibe, I'm going to go with a game called Metro 2033.
Oh, Metro, yes.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
If you live in the world of Metro 2033, first of all, you're in Moscow.
Yeah.
Which, right off the bat, that's not so great.
Get attacked by bears.
In 2013, nuclear war happens, and Moscow gets nuked into oblivion, right? So you got that against you. The only way to survive is to run down into the underground subways and create, you know, a new civilization. So now your entire world is the Russian metro. So Moscow, nukes, subway, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Like this is not going good.
No.
Fast forward 20 years. Each station in the subway is like its own little country, and instead of getting along and trying to, you know, make the best of it, of course they're fighting with each other. The only money is ammunition, so like you trade with bullets and stuff like that. Everything is everywhere you go, you run into irradiated mutant rats, mutant bats.
Our USSs.
these giant like werewolf mole things.
Weremoles?
Yeah, I forget what they're called, but they're horrible, hideous looking things. So, okay, Moscow, nukes, living in the subway, irradiated mutant rats, bats, weremoles.
Fighting with each other.
Fighting with each other, yeah. the next, you know, notch on this shit ladder is ghosts. Naturally,
yeah, that is the soundbite that we're going to use. The next notch on the shit ladder.
Naturally, the subway is haunted, of course.
Oh, awesome.
You can't go, you know, you're stuck in a haunted subway filled with irradiated rats and stuff like that. Now, the people who live there don't know exactly how these ghosts got there, but by observing them, the going theory is that there's so much nuclear devastation that it's actually preventing souls from passing on into heaven. So if you die in the subway, you're stuck there for all eternity.
Yikes.
Okay. So it just keeps getting worse, right?
Speaking as a former New Yorker, being stuck in the subway for all of eternity would absolutely be hell. I just want to put that out there.
So, you know, let's climb up the ladder. subway, rats, bats, weremoles, ghosts. What's worse than all of that? Nazis. There are Nazis in the subway.
And Nazis.
Nazis will always exist. They're like game cockroaches. Like, they're always going to be there. If you're ever stuck with something, you're like, oh, I don't know, what should we do with this game? Let's put Nazis in it. Okay. So, Joe, we're in the subways, we're in the Moscow under tunnels, and we're trading with bullets. Where are we getting our food?
There's very little food. You're basically eating irradiated, you know, army rations and, you know, dirt. You know,
and there's like one Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Not even open on Sundays, and it's like it's a little bit across town, and you have to go through, you know, the Nazi station to get there, and it's a big hassle.
Ugh.
And like, it's not even worth it. Because once you get there, the line is just crazy. I mean, like, so that's Metro 2033. That's,
let's not live there.
I do not want to live there.
So you're saying in this game that there are Nazis, mutants, ghosts, aliens. You know, do they have, like, pirates and ninjas and zombies, too?
You know, I didn't... Well, I mean, there are bandits. Do bandits count as pirates?
Yeah,
I guess. They're, like, future pirates.
They're, like, the understudy pirates.
They're like the pirates after they're pirates before they become space pirates.
Yeah.